Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk about the North Node in Gemini in today's podcast. The focus of the North Node is where we're growing, learning, and developing. And the North Node reveals to us some new opportunities and some new possibilities for how we use our energy in this area of our life. And as the nodes shift from Cancer to Gemini, there is an opening now of what needs to be communicated with higher awareness. So we're going to talk about more of these themes of what Gemini is teaching us, what we're learning, and where to stay open to our own growth. It's very easy to be locked into our patterns, how we've always done something, how we were taught. And Gemini, in fact, is the energy of learning. And it's what you learn that you then teach. So that's one of the ways that Gemini's dualities show up, is that it's what you take in is then what you share and put back out. So yet another theme, and we'll talk more about this in today's show. So we're really going to focus on the North Node in Gemini, and then I'll do another show for you about the South Node in Sagittarius. And that South Node is what we are releasing and letting go of, what has served its purpose, what's no longer needed, and where we're meant to make room, energetic room, emotional room, spiritual room, for what is true for us now. So I'll have a separate show for you on the Sagittarius themes, which I hope will help you understand what is shifting for you now because it has served its purpose. So with the North Node, it does move in reverse. And there are actually two types of North Nodes. There's the True Node and the Mean Node. Now, the True Node is where the node goes back and forth every few days. So the True Node is measuring what it looks like. It goes direct and then retrograde, direct and then retrograde. The mean node is basically a smooth, continuous line. It is the mean calculations of the energies. So the mean north node can be used by some astrologers. The true north node could be used by some astrologers. But in general, they are syncing up. And the North Node is in Gemini from about May, June 2020 until January 2022. So the nodes always stay about 18 months in each astrological sign. And this means that the last time the North Node was in Gemini was about 19 years ago. And more specifically, it was October 2001 until April 2003. And so you're checking in with yourself and this Gemini area of your chart for what you are here to now elevate, to rise up, to understand about the Gemini energies in your life and in your chart. And what we're looking at in terms of Gemini themes revolves around our thinking, our mental process, our communications, what we read, what we gather mentally and digest, what we think about, how we think, how your mind works, how you take in the world around you, how you see details, specifics, how you ask questions, linear information, the data that we use to understand our lives or what we're going to do. These are all the typical understandings of Gemini. It also involves our siblings, our immediate environment, your community, your local environment, your peers, the people you see and talk to on a daily basis. Gemini, however, is a sign of duality. And so when we go higher into the higher consciousness of understanding the North Node in Gemini, what we're really looking at is the purpose of the human mind. And I realize that sounds a little silly because, of course, we need our brains to, you know, go through our lives and take care of our details and read online and all of the communications that are underway. But if you look at it in terms of a broader perspective of evolution and humanity's growth, this is an opportunity for us to be more mindful in our communications, to be more aware of the power of words, to be very intentional with what we say and how we say it. And because Gemini is a sign of duality, you're going to get two lessons, two opportunities, two situations to work on these Gemini energies. And chances are the first time could be the lower consciousness patterns and habits that we all have. And then the second time, when you learn from what you just did, when you learn from what you said, when you learn from your mistakes, right? When you learn how to express yourself more fully or in a higher way, then that Gemini opportunity brings in the second time for you to express or say what you need to say, but with higher consciousness. So here we have this North Node in Gemini asking us to be very aware of what we are not only taking in, but what we're putting back out into our world around us, and to stay open to questions. Now, this is where it's interesting to look at how Gemini is opposite from Sagittarius, because Sagittarius at the lower end of the spectrum can make assumptions and say, oh, I just assumed you knew that, or I just assumed that was the case for you. But the North Node in Gemini is requiring us to be very clear in the information we're gathering and how we speak to other people. So instead of making an assumption about what someone thinks or what they believe or what their thoughts are on this, that, and the other thing, we're all learning how to improve our communication skills by asking questions. And if you've done any type of, say, even counseling or therapy or anything that's helped you think about this some more, you know that communication is vital to healthy human relationships, but also how we communicate to ourselves is how we develop a healthy relationship with ourselves. So what we're looking at here is how can you be more engaged in asking the right questions, gathering specific information, and not making any broad-based assumptions that send you down and off the wrong track. So let's take, for example, the fact that, of course, we live in a very hot political climate at this time. There's a lot at stake on the world stage. There's a lot happening. And no doubt either you could run into anybody that you know, whether in person or online, and need to stay mindful of how a conversation will unfold that is of higher consciousness, meaning you're asking inquisitive questions or you're asking to hear more about the story behind what's going on for them, or how did you arrive at that perspective for yourself? Or I'm curious, what does that look like to you? Or I'd love to know more. So what does it mean to you when da-da-da? And it becomes more of an interview process because Gemini is about the verbal exchanges. It's about conversations and how you interact with people socially, but it's how you use your words in an open way instead of in a closed or shut down way. Because there's these opportunities here to have some very fascinating and interesting conversations with people where you're gathering more about who they are, what their story is, what they've experienced, and you're doing so in that mode of observer. So what I feel we're going to be working on with this North Node in Gemini transit is what we didn't question before, what we didn't inquire about, being very aware of the specifics and the details, being very aware of two sides of a story. Again, that Gemini duality of there's this side and then there's that side. And also the understanding of, you know, conversations and topics of interest can really be never ending. And there's something about the openness of having a conversation where you don't have to arrive at a conclusion with somebody. You don't have to decide that they're right or wrong. It's like this openness. I'm feeling this openness. I'm actually getting it in the brain that it's an opening of we are exploring information. We're understanding how the mind works. We're understanding how we interact with other people. But I feel like this openness is a key. It's sort of like looking at where you've jumped to certain expectations, where you've jumped to needing to be right or correct. And the North Node in Gemini is reminding us that, you know, both sides of the coin are valid, but that isn't the case in a world of duality. And so now they're showing me how this gets escalated in the 3D. And I'm going to take, for example, like what's coming through right now is the United States two-party system and how it's set up that, okay, no, two sides of the coin, if both sides are correct, so to speak, then there's never a conclusion. Like one side has to win. And this is part of the constraints of the 3D and how we are limited in how we think because we're looking for that winner. And I feel like what we're learning with this North Node in Gemini is how to rise up out of that dichotomy and how to be continually engaged and continually open. And now I'm seeing this energy move into a circle, into like a circle energy that then becomes this beautiful mandala. And sort of like a kaleidoscope that's alive, you know, a mandala has a lot of incredible energy of repetition, of balance, of harmony, of beauty. And as the energy continues to flow and open up, it can create something new. So this is interesting because I feel like there's something about this North Node in Gemini that's asking us to just stay open to conversation, stay open to perspectives. It's like a blooming or a movement energy where a lot can come up and out through the ongoing conversations and discovery process, through the ongoing learning, by not shutting the mind down and by staying in this place of, where have I shut down my own thought process into something that has taken me this far? And then maybe you're at a dead end of some sort, where it's energetic or physical, spiritual, intuitive, what have you. And the dead end is, of course, going to present you with a fork in the road. And Gemini wants you to take both paths. And I feel like it's the path of the right brain and the path of the left brain. It's understanding then how both of these paths meet up again and reconnect. And there's something about reconnecting these two halves of our brains and two halves making a whole. And I feel like part of what we're looking at is where we've been out of balance on one side of our experiences or one side of our life, one side of our expression, where if you have been way too much in your linear mind and you haven't been in your creative mind enough, or vice versa, because we have these two halves of our minds to use both, to activate both, and to understand how they can coexist in harmony. And so the Gemini energy is pushing us to rise into higher states of self-awareness and mindfulness, where you're going to be a greater whole, because it's opening up parts of yourself that you haven't talked to in a while. And because this Gemini energy is verbal and inquisitive, it wants to understand, it wants to learn. We are each being tasked with what we need to learn about ourselves that I'm getting the image of, you know, you ask a question and then you hear the answer. And this could also be that you need to speak and verbally express yourself in a new way. The North Node in Gemini opens up all communication realms. So it's certainly writing. It's certainly speaking. Anything where you're activating that throat chakra and putting information out there or saying what you think, saying what you feel. Getting it out of your mind is essential. And putting it into another form is going to help move something through you. The Gemini energy is how we stay mentally engaged with the world around us. And I'm feeling like there are new opportunities here to really learn about not only yourself, but what your interests are now. What do you want to mentally focus on? And this could be even a formal area of study or just something you do off the cuff. Just an area of learning or personal growth that you're like, oh, this is interesting. I mean, it could even be like a new genre of books. It's something about where do you need to be very intentional with your mind and looking at where it goes and where you go into these different places that can be very unconscious throughout a day, much less throughout the week, month, year. So there's this awareness coming through that is going to be working with all of us. But for you to understand it more intentionally in your chart is you would start by identifying where 29 degrees of Gemini is in your chart and then moving backwards and moving backwards to 0 degrees of Gemini. Now, the Gemini energies are going to be important because as the nodes shift to a new sign, that's when we have new eclipses. So now we're going to have these new eclipses in both Gemini and Sagittarius that are going to bring in these sparks of energies, these downloads, these new codes, new ways of working with our minds. And I'm seeing it as polishing up the brain, almost like cleaning out the brain. And now they're showing me that there are some beautiful opportunities here, especially for so many of you who have been on a very intense path, a path of healing, a lot of growth, a lot of self-understanding, even the sense of there's been the loneliness, there's been the things that you had to figure out on your own, there's no shortcuts. What they're showing me is that as you've been working away at multiple levels of your energy and clearing things out, that there have been clearing out, the energy's cleared out of the mind. And I'm seeing how, like when this is so fascinating. So I'm looking at the brain and it has these different gray areas in it that have been polished up. And they're saying that the gray areas in the brain that have been polished up represent a lot of energies from other lifetimes, dimensions, and timelines. And so you've been doing the healing work across time and space, you know, in ways that just follow the energy path. And it's been cleaning up slowly in the mind because we work energetically quickly, but then for the information or the manifestations to show up in the physical world, it takes more time for it to show up in the 3D. But now they're showing me how we've been basically polishing up some gray corners of the mind. And then what's being revealed is now I'm seeing these really gorgeous crystals, like inside the brain. And I feel like it's an activation of the crystalline body, of the crystalline energies. It's sort of like this purity that's returning to the mind. And it's a purity of intention, a purity of manifestation, a purity of self-knowingness, but also a purity of soul growth. And I'm seeing these little, they look like little crystal nuggets that are being revealed inside the brain that have always been there. But it's required big clearing out. And so if we were to look at the cycle of these nodal changes, then we would look back at 2001 to 2003, and now from 2020 to 2022, we are reprogramming the mind at a deeper level. And this work, it's interesting because it is happening when we're awake. Like I'm seeing it very alive in the daytime. And I'm seeing like the front of the brain where the third eye is being very strong during the day. And then they're saying that even as we, you know, sleep, which is vital, and shut down parts of the mind and parts of the brain in order to sleep, there's more work being done, almost like, you know, a very caring janitor, a very loving janitor, a very loving nurse comes in to take care of what needs to be cleaned out in the dream state and in the resting state. So again, this has to do with the Gemini duality of what you're consciously aware of and what you're not consciously aware of, what happens during the day, what happens at night, what's happening physically, what's happening energetically. There's all these different components of it. And so I feel like one of the biggest themes right now is to, they're saying mind food. Watch your mind food. What food are you feeding your mind? What are you giving to your mind that is nourishing, that's healthy, that's supportive? Of course, we need the water and the good foods and the exercise. And they're saying that anything that helps with the movement of blood is vital right now, because it's like that new energy goes into the mind and like flushes out some things. So there's the physical energies coming forth. The meditation practices are important for how they take the mind to different brain waves, whether that's the beta, theta, delta mind waves, etc. It's working with the different levels of the brain. And now I'm seeing hypnosis, past life regressions, energy work, Reiki, anything that's helping to continue to clear out, because what's really being cleared out are these stories. So we're clearing out stories across multiple lifetimes that we have carried. And these stories have shown up in our lives. They've shown up in our worlds. They show up in our emotional body, in the fear body, in the chakras. It's like we have all these different energetic layers to who we are. And the North Node in Gemini is asking you to revisit the stories you've been traveling with and carrying, perhaps even through multiple lifetimes, and to be willing to let them go, because they're no longer connected to your current truth system. And that South Node in Sag is about the truths that you have activated in your life and how those truth systems, which are based on your belief systems, are constructs. And just like any construct, it can be dismantled. It can be taken apart. It can be reconfigured. It can show up in a different format. This is where I'm getting the image of Legos. And, you know, you build one thing with Legos. Okay, take it apart, build something else with Legos. And it's like you do a new construct of what is true for you. And then this then generates new energy, new potentials, which then creates these new stories. And the stories are essentially the objective experiences that we have that are also subjective, where we can look at something objectively and understand it and know what it means, but then we take it in and we have a subjective understanding because that's how we are. I mean, we all have our own emotional responses. We have our philosophies. We have our morals and our values. And all of these create the stories of our lives that are ultimately subjective, but also revealing to us our energy, because everything will reveal to you your energy. So the North Node in Gemini is essentially revealing to you the stories you've created, and also giving you the opportunity to create new expressions of self that are of higher consciousness and higher self-awareness. And this is where it's pretty exciting to be in a student mode or to be learning, because you're going to take in new ways of being in the world, new ways of understanding something. The Gemini energy likes choices, likes possibilities, likes even to not have a plan. It doesn't want to be held down or held back. None of the mutable signs are here for routine. The mutable signs are here for variety and choices and to be flexible and adaptable. And so the more that you can be flexible and adaptable to what is coming up for you to learn, the more you're going to benefit from it. So again, when you go into your chart and you're looking at where 29 degrees of Gemini is, this is going to be an area of growth for you starting in this house. Okay, so look at the house where 29 degrees of Gemini is and look at where that house is now going to come alive with opportunities for you to expand, to grow, to understand, to be curious, to ask questions, to gather specifics, to look at what is. The Gemini information is also where you're going to be in conversation, perhaps about new topics, new areas of life, of study, of interest. Again, it's an opening of the mind. It's an opening to what you need to learn. So if, for example, your Gemini energy begins in the eighth house. Well, the eighth house is about many things. Every house is. It's about where you could be learning about finances, learning about money, learning about intimacy, learning about marriage, learning about sharing with people, learning about anything from your past. The eighth house can be counseling and therapy and looking at addictions. So the Gemini North Node is saying, learn here. This is where you're learning right now. If your North Node in Gemini is moving through the seventh house, well, that's about partnerships, equal sharing, cooperation, how someone takes care of you as you take care of them. It's about what you both agree to and how you show up to be mutually supportive of others. So that would be the seventh house and so on. Okay, so you would be looking at the house where the North Node in Gemini is moving through in reverse, and it's going to open up your learning potential in that house. And when you understand that, it can make things even clearer, because chances are something's going to show up for you to learn starting right now. As I do this program, it's the beginning of June. The North Node is in Gemini, so it opens up this whole new field of a study or even an assignment. It's a new growth assignment. So look in your chart and be aware that what's coming down the tracks for you is to grow. It's going to also help strengthen your communication skills. And that could be something that is just really good to look into right now, whether that's a book on Amazon or a course or even something like a writing program or a speaking program or anything around communications, which is a very big field. It includes marketing, public relations and sales and anything online. It also includes social media. Whatever you are communicating, there's going to be some new avenues for us to learn and understand. There's going to be some openings here for communication that is effective, that is beneficial, that is responsible. There is also an opportunity here to look at what for you in the Gemini areas of your life are needing a refresh. And so if you have planets in Gemini, and that could be any planet, but specifically a personal planet, such as Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, or if you have, you could have Jupiter, Saturn, Chiron, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, any planet in Gemini is going to receive a connection from the North Node to set it on a new course. It's going to be an infusion of energy that opens up a path, that opens up a door. So that Gemini planet is going to be invigorated by this North Node in Gemini, and it's going to show up as something new, as an opportunity. Some people will connect the North Node to your destiny, to something you're meant to understand and see, to something you won't miss or you will absolutely notice. It's going to open up something to follow, to look into, investigate, study, to think about, and also talk about. So you'd want to look at an ephemeris to see when exactly the North Node in Gemini would be conjunct any of your planets in Gemini. And this is when there's going to be something coming forth. And it is about the cycles of timing, where this would not have come forth any sooner. The North Node brings it in and says, it's time, and here you go. And this is where you can follow the breadcrumbs or follow the new trail of discovery and learning that Gemini opens up. So the North Node in Gemini is going to bring us new areas of growth and development. And if you have an understanding already, even of what that is for you, then it's going to certainly help ensure you're on the right track. And it's also going to perhaps make you more open and willing to work on these areas of life. We do have to put in more energy and effort towards the North Node. And that's simply because it's what we're learning. It's the muscle we're building. It's what we're growing. And it requires that care. It requires that awareness. So keep that in mind that we're in a cycle here that is opening you up to some new parts of yourself and new parts of your chart that are for your best and highest good based on what you've been through, what you've healed, what you've learned, and also to help you stay open. And again, I'm going to go back to that visual of the mandala and it being a place of harmony and balance because all of the pieces are working together. And I feel like we are turning on the lights to like half of that mandala or something that has been dimmed is coming back alive. It's opening back up with this North Node in Gemini. It's opening you up to more of yourself, to, you know, two halves that make a whole. So it's opening you up to your wholeness where you unconsciously were shut down to something. And that shutdown could have been due to a story or something you experienced that was very traumatic or very intense in your life. You're going to have the support to talk about it. It's a great time for connecting with the right kind of person who will listen to you as well if you're looking for therapy, counseling, etc. It's also a great time to continue to listen to yourself and to see what comes up that you are really moving through. So pay attention to your throat chakra. If anything is stuck or stagnant, if you're feeling there's a buildup or a block, this is a beautiful time to open that up. And keep in mind, you could be doing that across multiple lifetimes and timelines as well. So I hope this podcast episode has given you some good things to think about with the North Node in Gemini. I will be talking about it as we progress here over the next number of months. So please be sure to check out my weekly podcasts on both Wednesdays and Mondays. And I'll be back with an episode on the South Node in Sagittarius. And that's where we'll talk about what we're each letting go of, but also what the Earth is letting go of, what we're shifting and changing in terms of our spiritual paths and our trajectories. So I look forward to talking with you about more of that very soon. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. That's where I offer all of my current astrology programs as well as my business development courses. And then you can also find my author website at consciouscoolchic.com, where I have audiobooks, published books, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics that I hope support you. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back here soon with another podcast episode. Take good care.